conclude, Joan, we'll go back, I guess, under the ones that we have under advisement. We'll start with those. Okay, the first case we have under advisement for this evening is 9,934. That's P&A LLC, and that's for the special exception to place the manufactured home for an office. And this case was tabled by Mr. Mills. Mr. Workman.
Which one are we at? P&A?
P&A. Yeah, P&A. That's your first one under advisement at this time.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure he's quite clear on the real purpose of this. You know, it's much time as you know as a need. And,
you got 5 years, right?
Well, yeah, but I would suggest that we do it maybe four.
As you say,
because more likely. If we grant it for five, then the 5 years is going to become a long extension because he's in the process of building.
That's going to be three.
It's fine, too.
Okay, for what you just said, I think you run in that way. That way you would know. Then if you did, you could take it up to the five.
But
and that's just my suggestion. And if it were to, I have no problem with that. How about you, Mr. Whitman? Push the five, go to three, and if you proposed it, there wasn't an extension, then that would bring them up to the five.
Yeah.
Fine. If everyone's in agreement, no further discussion, we'll entertain a motion. Case number 9,934.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see what would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties. I'll make a motion we approve the request, case number 9,934, for a period of 3 years.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9,934 for a period of 3 years. So all those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. The next case.